What's up, you guys? Sorry if... Oh my gosh, already? My voice is a little bit off, I guess. And I keep having to clear my throat because the weather change is, like, really getting to me. Oh, it's so bad. Anyway, I probably should... Whatever. It's too late. I'm leaving my house and I'm realizing I probably should have packed more water. For work, but whatever. It's too late. I do need my sunglasses though, because it's like hella bright and I can't see. Anyways, it's Monday. I have another ramble that I rode rage rambles like last time I was driving to work. Well, not last time, but when the last time I was driving to work, and I need to post it, but I haven't. I might post it and join with this one. We'll see. but yeah. Okay, Chef, you're cutting it a little close, honey. I'm just gonna wear my hair down while I drive. It's just gonna annoy me. Like, most of the time I have my hair up, but I, cause like at work and stuff, it gets in my face and in my way, but I mean, I like have my hair down. I just don't always have a... What the fuck is happening, y'all? An opportunity, I guess? Sorry, this trash truck was like driving backwards. I totally forgot what I was saying. Yeah, I don't remember. Anyways, it's Monday morning. I'm going to job number two now. I've already been to job number one. And then there's a dead skunk on the road. There literally have been so many dead skunks. I don't know why. Don't know what the influx with skunk population is. Last week, we had like 30 vultures. It was insane. There were so many of them. And like, I don't know if I'm just gonna go. Y'all have any experience with vultures? I guess we don't have like actual vultures. We have turkey vultures. I don't know. But they're fucking stupid and stubborn and like won't move out of your way unless you hit them with your car, which luckily these ones are for the most part, I guess because it's a high traffic area, staying off the road. But still, like, to see that many of them was a little bit intimidating. Even with my sunglasses, it's still really bright and I'm kind of getting a headache already, which luckily I took some ibuprofen. This dude is towing something, but he's driving like hella slow. Oh, of course you have to turn. Make your turn so I can go. Yeah. Anyways, I changed clothes from what I was doing at job number one. But now, because I'm working kind of like a nanny, with these kids, they like to be outside a lot, and so it's like really gross outside because it's Houston. And yeah, that dude looks like a hobo by a church. Don't know what's happening. I'm just in a basic t-shirt. It's gray with black lettering on it. It's from a little shop out of town. And my blue Nike shorts that are reversible, but I washed my clothes, so I don't usually do that. But I'm wearing them with the dark navy blue out. Yeah. The inside is like a bright kind of royal blue, I guess. And it's like jersey fabric, but the navy blue part isn't. So, yeah. And then I'm wearing tennis shoes because, like, I don't mind being outside barefoot, but obviously, like, dew is on the grass and stuff, and I'm really weird when it comes to, like, water, I guess. Like, I don't know. I don't really know how to explain it. Because I love swimming. I love the beach. You know, like, I don't mind, like, bathing my dogs or, obviously, like, taking a shower or sitting in the bathtub, but, like, other than that, when it's a situation when I otherwise shouldn't be, like, wet, I guess, I don't like being wet, so, like, I really get irritated when, and specifically, like, my legs and feet, I don't know why, like, when you're walking and you step in water. Or, and I like to be barefoot a lot, and so it's really annoying that I have that weird, I mean, I've gotten, like, better with it, but, something my family does to irritate me is, like, if I'm cleaning out the dishwasher and stuff, you know how, like, some containers have, like, the little lips, and, like, so it catches water, and it can't completely, like, dry out, well, then they'll go and, like, splash the water on my feet, and it's just very irritating. I really don't like it, and, like, I don't like walking barefoot on, like, morning grass because of the dew and stuff. I just don't like that feeling. Even when, like, you're wearing shoes and there's just so much dew on the grass that, like, it makes your shoes wet enough for your feet to be wet. Like, that is annoying. I do not like that feeling at all. I don't like that feeling. And I don't, like, right now, it's hot. You know, I don't like wearing tennis shoes and socks. By the way, I have flounder socks, like, from The Little Mermaid. Just thought y'all should know. But, yeah, I don't like, my feet are hot. And I don't like wearing socks and shoes. I usually wear sandals or flip-flops or, you know, something. And, because my feet get hot, I don't know why. Well, I know that, like, that's part of one of the places, like, that in your head, or, like, where heat escapes the body or whatever. But yeah, that's why, like, my friends think it's funny, but it's kind of a big deal for my feet to be cold, because my feet are almost never cold. And so, like, that's when you know I'm either sick or I'm, like, genuinely freezing. I have to put socks on. Yeah. But I already took some ibuprofen. I'm kind of getting a headache. My stomach is upset because I ate really, really, really shitty quality pizza. Because we had a bunch of leftover at my house, like, really shitty quality, and I'm just, I feel like, I don't know if I think the Rainbow either got deleted, or I deleted it, or something. I know I've, like, briefly mentioned it, but, I don't know, tired of not taking care of myself, I guess. Like, physically, not caring. I care enough to complain about it, but, like, not enough to, like, actually do anything about it, and, like, fucking fix it. I'm sure y'all are tired of hearing it. I'm tired of, like, thinking it in myself. So, yeah. I'm done. I'm just gonna have to deal with my family because they're stupid and, like, don't get it when I try to talk to them about it. And it's irritating, but whatever. Excited for today. I figured out some new activities to do with the kids that I nanny, because it's kind of annoying to hear parents. I kind of rant about this. First of all, mini rant. I get really annoyed when people say to me, doesn't this make you not want to have kids? Or are you doing this as a form of birth control because you don't want to? Like, you know, aren't you learning? Basically, you know, by working with these children, aren't you realizing you don't want kids? And I'm like, no, I love children. Otherwise, I wouldn't do what I do. And I wouldn't want to go into teaching. And I know I wanted to teach older grades, but I think now I'm really leaning towards elementary. But I wouldn't do what I do if I didn't love children. And I do love kids. And I know some days I have more patience than others. And my patience has gotten a lot better considering last year. but it's just annoying. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't like your job, then don't do what you're doing. Change it if you can, you know? Or start making the necessary steps you need to change it so you can be happy. Yeah. I love kids. I can't wait to have kids. I can't wait to be a mom. Like, it's just, you know, it's just frustrating when people say that to me. Because I'm like, part of me wonders, like, do I give off the vibes that I don't like children? Is that, you know, most of the time, I don't want to say I use, like, a baby voice, but I don't know, when I'm around kids, naturally, you know, my voice is, like, the higher pitched, happy sounding, for the most part. It just happens that these kids who I'm, like, a nanny for, basically, are brats, and it's annoying because I'm there, and, the mother, first of all, I was originally hired on to specifically work with one of their children, and, because he has certain issues, that they wanted me to work with him with, which is fine. I have family who taught special education, who still do, you know, I am open, aware, and everything to do whatever. So, I was totally like, yeah, let's do this. I'm excited. Like, he, goes and sees a therapist, you know, and obviously, like, the therapist has a plan of action and stuff we need to work on and all of that. And, I'm like, oh yeah, let's, you know, I can totally work on that because, well, I guess, okay, it's a, he has two specific types of speech disorders, and my brother also had a speech disorder when he was younger, so, I kind of have a bit of experience with it, and so that's why I was so open to it and everything. The frustrating part is she has another child who is younger and another child who is older. And I was supposed to work with the middle child, which is fine. What's frustrating is since I've been there, I've basically been the nanny for sometimes all three, if not the one I was originally hired on for, and the younger one, who mom lets get away with everything. There are not a lot of set rules at their household, but yet mom complains about things, and their house is filthy, and I mean, like, literally filthy, because lets them eat wherever they want to eat in the house. They are not taught to pick up after their mess. They throw toys everywhere. Because the middle child has a speech disorder and he cannot properly, I mean, it's something kids do, but at his age they would usually stop doing this. But when he gets upset, he screams. And the younger one is picking up on that. And obviously, he's going to, but that's why we have to work with the middle child, you know, verbalize what you're feeling right now. You can't just scream, and, yeah, so, anyways, mom lets them get away with everything. Their house is gross. They literally will eat half of whatever and throw it on the floor, and it just, it's gross, and this is another thing. I cannot handle cockroaches. I am literally terrified of cockroaches, because I don't know about where y'all live, but here, or they're not technically cockroaches, I guess, they're like the wood roaches or whatever, or water bugs or whatever. I call them cockroaches because they look like cockroaches. But they are the, like, 4-inch, sometimes they're like 3 inches usually, like big brown cockroaches that will fly and, you know, they play dead and they're not actually dead, and people will tell me, oh, it's dead, like, go pick it up and throw it away or whatever, and then I go over there and then it moves and it jumps on me and I scream. It's not ever actually jumped on me, but I had one that literally flew by my face for like a straight up hour, and I was in hysterics and almost had a panic attack. Like, I hate cockroaches. That's like the one thing I can say I hate. They terrify me. They absolutely terrify me. But my thing, I don't like it when things fly in my face. That's, like when bugs, anything. Like, I can handle bees and wasps. Wasps don't scare me. Like, that sort of, I've never been stung by a bee or a wasp. I'm not scared of those things. I don't have any issues. But when they fly at my face, that's when I have an issue. And I have, like, this irrational fear that, like, bugs are going to get caught in my hair, and then I'm going to run my hand through my hair, and, like, it just really freaks me out. I'm terrified of them. But literally, their house is so gross that there have been, like, 5 cockroaches, and I'm just, like, it's gross. It's just gross, and, it's not good for the kids. But, like, mom isn't doing anything about it. She's like, oh, you know, my house is a mess. And they have, obviously, a cleaning lady that comes over to their house. And it's like, yeah, the cleaning lady will clean it up whenever she comes. I don't even really, like, know how often she actually comes over. I've only seen her once. and it's just like, but you need to teach your children not to do that. Or she doesn't want to fight her kids. And it's like, you have to. You have to be stronger than your kids. And it's very annoying. Because I'm like, I'm 20 and I kind of like already know how to parent children to an extent. Like, you know what I mean? You have 3 kids now, and both her and her husband work from home. Now, obviously her husband works from home, but he still has to like leave to do things on occasion. So he's not always there, and she doesn't want them like dependent on technology, which I understand and agree with. But that's kind of like what her husband uses as a form of babysitting when I'm not there. So he'll just turn on the TV or give them iPads and stuff, and they're so used to getting their way that they will scream at you, and it's annoying, and like, I am stronger than that, and so I'm like, no, I don't care how long you scream and cry, you're not gonna get what you want until you do what I'm asking you to do. Like, the youngest one, I was keeping him from taking food upstairs, because they take food upstairs, and they literally let it sit there. And what's annoying is, like, the mom, I've literally seen her have the kids pick up toys maybe twice. They're the type of people that, to an extent, I understand. Okay, I understand this. I know a lot of people are like this, but while I am not the best about putting my laundry away right away, either, you know, I understand, we get lazy, whatever, at least we clean the clothes, you know, we know these clothes are clean, but it's in my room, in a different laundry basket than my other dirty laundry, but she literally has piles of laundry in her living room, and it's like, it's just annoying to me, because I'm like, you're inviting me into your home, and while I understand I'm like the nanny, at the same time, I am still a guest in your house. Like, I don't understand how you don't keep certain things up to a code. Like, I just, you know, like, when people come over to my house, I make sure, and, like, now, even for as dirty as my house is, and, you know, I used to think my house is so gross, right? Then I'm going to, like, her house, and I've gone to, like, other people's houses, and I'm just like, wow, my house is pretty damn fucking nice, considering, you know, all I should do is vacuum more often and sweep the floor more often, because I have 2 wet labs. Like, other than that, I'm like, holy shit, like, it's actually fucking nice. You know, if, like, food gets dropped on the floor, it gets picked up right away. If there's crumbs and stuff, you know, that gets taken care of right away. It doesn't sit there. It's not like, oh, why is the table sticky? The table is never sticky, you know, like, if I wanted to be, like, a super clean freak, yeah, I could wipe everything down all the time. I don't, but if, you know, I spill something on the stove, I will wipe it up, or, you know, other than that, it's just, like I said, disgusting. Like, I don't understand how you can live like that. I can't. But yeah, and so I'm trying to teach her kids better habits, but she doesn't, she's not. And it's like, you, and I will need to talk to her about certain things, because it's like, you hired me on to work with your son and his speech disorder. But then here I am, and you know, like, the mom even says, like, oh, because, I mean, obviously when I'm there, I have to watch both children, because she isn't good about keeping the youngest one away, and obviously he wants to be with his brother, and so, you know, their two are basically tied together anyways, which is fine, I understand. But she's not good about keeping him away, so it's like, to an extent, how do you really expect me to work one-on-one with your son when I don't have his full attention? Because, and I can't give him my full attention because I'm concerned about what his brother is doing, because he's younger, and I have to make sure he's not endangering himself or doing something, and their house isn't even childproof, and they just let their kids run around however they want to, and it's very frustrating because then I have to, like, chase them around the house, or not chase them, but I have to follow them around the house, because that's another thing, is, like, when you tell their son no and he screams at you, they are so used to just pleasing him to get him to stop screaming that he's used to getting everything he wants, so he doesn't, like, you know, they hardly tell him no, and it's very frustrating. And it just, kind of going back to the whole, like, oh, is, like, this teaching you that you don't want to have kids? And I'm like, no, it's not teaching me I don't want to have children. I cannot wait to have children. It's teaching me how I am going to parent my children. You know what I mean? I'm seeing the other mistakes people are making and not doing, and I know what I can do for my children to be better, you know? And just, and to an extent, I understand certain things, and I'm not saying kids can't be kids, or boys can't be boys, and, but there is a threshold. There's a threshold for that, and there's just, I don't know. I'm definitely gonna have to have a talk with their mom. They were on vacation last week, and so it was just me and someone, another caregiver, who was taking care of them, because obviously I can't be there 24/7 with them. But it's just frustrating. And yeah. Anyways, I'm excited about today though, because I went to a went shopping and got some stuff for them, for the kids. I made some slime. Because something else is I don't know how to bring this up to mom. I don't think I'll necessarily have to. I feel like she knows, but it's just, she's hoping it doesn't affect him as much, because he is really young, but I believe he is on the autism spectrum as well. Which sometimes kids with different disorders when they're young, like a speech disorder, you know, that's just, because he has a speech disorder and he can't verbalize everything, obviously he's not going to talk as much. He's not going to want to be with people as much. He's going to want to play by himself and keep to himself, and just certain things that you would see in an autistic child. So maybe, depending on how well we can get him up to par with his speech issues, he'll get better. But yeah. So where was I going with that? Oh. Tactical, I can't think of the word, but and I have volunteered at a summer camp and working with children on the autism spectrum before, and so something that they really like and is a good way to entertain them is by, like, tactical things, like things to do with their hands, things to touch, you know, kind of like when you let kids play with shaving cream, or like, you know, lately. And I'm sure everyone has seen it, just like those stupid, like, satisfaction videos and stuff I see fucking everywhere. But it's, like, slime. So, you know, I bought some stuff to make slime with the kids and, stuff like that. Oh, something else. And, like, luckily these people are paying me enough that me purchasing these items for, you know, to work with these kids and do this stuff isn't that big of a deal. But really, I feel for what I'm doing, I should be getting paid a lot more, but, you know, whatever. Something else. They don't let their kids, and no, come on, the one that I'm working with isn't freaking. They don't let their kids color, or the two youngest. Obviously, their oldest one is old enough to know not to color on the walls and stuff, but literally, with the one I'm working with specifically, I asked, do y'all have extra paper, like construction paper? Do you have coloring books? Do you have crayons? Do you have markers? Oh, we have that for our oldest child, but we don't have that for him because he likes to draw on the walls. Teach your children that that is not okay. Obviously, I know you don't want your walls to be damaged and stuff like that, but then that's why, like, you, then at that point, you need to give your children the one-on-one attention and teach them not to draw on the walls. Like, it's... And I know it's going to take time, you know, kids, it takes time for them to learn things and to do things, but, you know, that's why it's your job as a parent to teach them, and it's just very frustrating. Like, I literally went and bought a big, you know, pad of paper and bringing crowns to teach them, and it's just, it's annoying. It's annoying. And with that, I am here. I am hurt. And I'm gonna do my best to have a great day. And I know I won't be posting this until later, but I hope y'all do the same.